We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Well, 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 here we are after game one of the WNBA Finals. The Las Vegas Aces won, so what we thought, we all thought would happen, happened, right? Like, no surprises, nothing that was a little bit interesting. I think not. That's why we're here. I'm Gabe. That's Dano. Ice Young joining us. You see the Dice It Up crew. You've been familiar with their work. I don't know which way I'm pointing. Oh, over here. There we go. the Ice It Up crew come in here, and I'm just joining in as a little treat, I guess. I hope. I don't know. We'll see what happens when we start talking about this game. Vegas wins 67-64. They outlast Connecticut. They had to face a late charge from the Sun. As we've seen, that can be dangerous for some other teams. But Vegas pulls out game one. Huge win in these NBA Finals. I start us off. Tell me what you saw from Vegas that got them this win.
Yeah, I think Asia Wilson and Chelsea Gray stayed consistent, I think, was the most important thing. Mm-hmm. You know, other players did what they needed to do. You know, Jackie Young was there, got a couple of rebounds, had some, you know, decent plays, but didn't hear her name as much as I feel like we normally do. You know, Raquana Williams, I think her 17 minutes were huge, only scored 3 points, but again, just being consistent and playing her role within the team. You know, Kelsey Plum, I swear this team, the win is more impressive to me because Kelsey Plum is not playing like normally she does, right? And so if you're Connecticut, you're like, we got to win that game because you're not facing this team that is just fully powerful because one of the best players in the league is just not performing right now to the level that she should be. And so if you're Vegas, you're walking away like, okay, we pulled out a tough game, didn't score like we normally do, but we're also missing 20 plus points from Kelsey Plum normally. And so that was kind of the big thing that stood out to me. I think for Kelsey Plum right now, it's a mental thing. I don't think it's at all what anyone is playing, how the coverages are, how the defenses are, what looks they're showing her. I just think it's completely mental, her game right now, and not being able to knock down outside shots. And in this game, not really being able to get to the paint either. But that's because Connecticut has great defense in the paint normally. And so she was getting those looks in other series, you know, against Seattle, getting in the paint, being able to finish. But here in this game, she's not getting into the paint as much at will. She's getting blocked a lot. And she's got a tough time making shots from the outside. I don't know if they're going to win as easily as everyone thinks that they're probably going to win if Kelsey Plum doesn't start to make outside shots. I truly believe they're going to figure it out. Because right now, you've only got to guard two people. Three-ish, including Jackie Young, right?
I'm muted, sorry. I wanted to ask you about Kelsey. Like, do you think tired legs can be involved? Either of you guys can answer, but I wrote down, I was like, is she tired? Is there an injury? Because I thought the same as you, as mental, but she seems like someone who's so able to compartmentalize. And it's just, I felt like maybe, hey, she's a little tired. She's played too many minutes, whatever. I don't know. So that was my question, is like, do you think tired legs could play a big factor?
I mean, she could be tired, but, you know, you're in the finals, and a player like Kelsey Plum, you know, earlier in the season, it was talked about her fitness, right? How she was in the best shape of her life because she wanted to be one of the best players and knew that her conditioning and fitness had to be at the supreme range in order to play the way that she does. So I actually don't think it's a fitness thing. I just know being a shooter, sometimes you are just not in rhythm. Sometimes you are just not knocking down shots and you've got to find other ways to affect the basketball game. But I think it's a mental block for her right now. Like not seeing threes go in consistently, not seeing jump shots go in consistently is just creating that block for her. And she's got to find a way to just get over the hump. I think every shooter, every great player has struggled with that at one point or another. And we're just seeing that right now. And unfortunately it's at the worst possible time in the playoffs, you know?
Yeah, hopefully she gets here. She has not been shooting up to her level, but she has had moments. So hopefully she can get it back. But as you mentioned, Asia Wilson and Chelsea Gray brought it home for the Aces like they have this entire playoffs. 24 points, 11 rebounds, 4 blocks from Asia. Chelsea Gray put up 21 points on 9 of 17 shooting on her ridiculous diet of shots. Dana, with those two stars going for Vegas, I mean, if they just get those two in a game, can they just win? Like, do they need more than just those two?
I think they do on a normal night. Okay. You're not going to have Dawana Bonner and Courtney Williams going, you know, I guess they combined 4 for 18 tonight. Yes. Just awful shooting. But, I mean, I was definitely more impressed with their defense today. I mean, they were terrible on the giving up offensive boards. But when you have Asia Wilson, she's going to have to play at least 35 minutes a game if you're only going to get that kind of offensive output from her and Chelsea.
Yeah.
But it's such a nice treat to have on your team when you can depend on those two players to get you a bucket, pretty much any possession, really. I think you have more confidence in them than I would anywhere else on that roster right now.
Yeah, no, and I think it's fair. I think you have more. I have more confidence in Chelsea Gray shooting than anyone in the league right now.
I have more confidence in Chelsea Gray than I do of myself waking up to my alarm in the morning.
Absolutely. You know, like, absolutely.
So much trust.
No, she was fantastic and Asia was fantastic. And then, you know, I think another player who had a really big impact for Las Vegas was De'Erica Hamby. You know, only 10 minutes, all in the second half. But I think when she came in that third quarter, really changed things for Vegas. I mean, Kia Stokes, who actually has played pretty decently at times in this playoffs, did not have her best game. And she was caught out of position a couple times. And I think Alyssa Thomas started attacking her a little bit. And then they made the switch to put in Hamby. They trusted that she was healthy and she showed up healthy. She had 2 points, but I felt the impact was much bigger. Am I imagining that, Ice?
No, I agree with you. I know that's Dano's girl, so I'm sure Dano's got some about her. That's his girl right there.
I am a Derek Hamby stan, yes. It's been hard. It's been a hard month.
But she's back. What do you think?
You brought up the energy. That's mainly it. The energy, the movement, like she can do things that Kia Stokes can't. She doesn't bring you the same type of length, but the speed, even just being able to like grab the ball and push with the pace that Vegas likes to play with, if Kia Stokes gets the ball, that's 2 seconds of her looking for someone to pass. Mm-hmm. De'Erica gets it, looks comfortable moving the ball. It is, I don't know. I'm not one to tell Becky what to do, but have we reached a point where it's like, okay, like she's healthy enough. Let's get her back into the starting minutes. Aces got off to a great start today. It's not like it would have mattered, but I don't know. The lineups are so tricky with this team because anyone can go off at any time. I love that comment.
Phoenix, welcome.
But seriously, it's so good to see her back. Because, I mean, she never was a 10, 12-point scorer. Just all the little things she does, the advanced stats with lineups with her in, show how critical she is to Vegas's success.
And she also unlocked a bit of the zone that I think Vegas went to a lot. In the first half, I think they only did it after timeouts. And I counted one or two possessions in that first half, and then they really went to it in that fourth quarter. I don't want to be too mean to a guy who's gotten a lot of crap in this playoffs and probably a lot of it undeserved. I just don't understand how Kurt and the Sun didn't have more of a strategy for a zone from Vegas that we've seen a lot throughout the year. I mean, it could be like they didn't have enough time to plan for it, but it just seemed like once that zone got locked in, it was really locking down the Sun.
Yes and no. Okay, we're gonna give some Connecticut love because I don't think that everyone is giving Connecticut as much credit as they
disrespect
should right now. I legitimately think so. Like, you know, I think the key that Kurt Miller has been consistent about all season is making sure that Courtney Williams and DeJuan Bonner perform, that he needs his wing players to score the basketball. And there was a stat that came up during the game, and Ryan Rucco highlighted that when DeJuan Bonner and Courtney Williams score above 26 points collectively, the team has a 71% more chance of winning, something like that. And so to me, it's them, right? Like, you play a zone because the wing players aren't shooting the ball well. And then because Connecticut is so big and dominant in the paint, it also shrinks the floor, right? Especially when you have Alyssa Thomas on the floor that is not going to shoot from anywhere outside of 10 feet. And so I think that that was the key today for the zone. Like, yeah, you can say, okay, Vegas played this great zone and strategy and this and that. No, it's the fact that Courtney Williams and DeJuan Bonner didn't shoot well, so the zone worked.
Yeah, well, I think, though, the zone that Vegas played kind of took away the spots that they want to get to. Other than the one where Courtney was literally at the spot at the height of her jump, and had an open look at the basket from the free throw line, and then passed it.
Pass, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Courtney Williams do that. Pass in midair. I don't think I've ever seen her do it. Like, in a shot, I've never seen her do it. Other than that, though, she didn't really get to the free throw line because of that zone. She's not as much of a three-point shooter. So is it just a matter of those two making their three-point shots? Is that just the answer that you need them to make their three-point shots?
Yeah, to me, they got to stretch the floor. I mean, again, like, you're not going to worry about Breonna Jones coming to the game and scoring. You're not going to worry about JJ being productive. You're not going to worry about Alyssa Thomas being productive, even though she may not always have the highest amount of points, right? She always has a stat line that is just extremely productive. So you can, like, if you're Vegas, you're like, okay, the poison that we're choosing is DeJuan and Courtney knocking down outside shots versus giving up things inside against, you know, JJ, Breezy, and Alyssa Thomas. And so I feel like it's just the wing players have got to be able to knock down outside shots. I think Natisha Heidemann, you know, needs some credit. Like, she's been playing consistent. She's been doing a very good job of playing her role at the point guard position, right? Like, not turning the ball over a crazy amount, making sure she gets in there as a guard and gets rebounds. She had 4 today, but, you know, shot 3 for 8 from the field, hit 2 outside shots. She's a consistent 3-point shooter that they've got a guard. But, you know, really it's just the difference in Courtney Williams and DeJuan Bonner knocking down those shots. And, I mean, they have done that. I would say, you talk about fatigue, I would say that they are probably a little bit fatigued. Mm-hmm. Obviously, right, had to go to a game 5, so they played a little bit later, right? Vegas has some more rest. They were already in Chicago, then had to go to Vegas. And so I could see that turning into why DB is 1 for 9 from the field. Like, she just may be exhausted. You know, same thing with Courtney Williams. Right, exactly. Like, and rightfully so, maybe exhausted. But, yeah, to me, that's the key, is if they knock down those outside shots, and with Kelsey Plum playing out, Kelsey Plum is playing, they have an opportunity to win some of these games. And I don't think it's going to be shocking. Again, somebody tweeted the other day, but I think Connecticut would have rather had Vegas as the matchup than Seattle. I think they fully believe that they can beat them in 5 games.
No, I think that's accurate. Although, I don't know, watching Chelsea Gray last weeks makes me question what I thought before the playoffs.
Yeah, no one wants to see Chelsea Gray at all. Like, nobody. But, you know.
You have to make choices in this league.
Exactly.
No, well, I guess here's, like, my big picture question. Because I at some point in this game, I tweeted, you know, okay, this is Connecticut's chance to win a road game. Because you need to win a road game to win the series, obviously. They can win game 5. You don't want to be in that position. So, they need to win game 1 or 2. I looked at this game. I was like, you know, Kelsey, yeah, she hasn't been shooting well in this playoffs, but she's probably not going to go 1 for 9 again. I thought, like you mentioned, Jackie Young was kind of out of it. Obviously, Laikia Stokes minutes and De'Aaron Hamby coming back looking healthier. So my question, what my statement was this was their best chance to win. But honestly, the more I think about it, I'm looking at the score. This is Vegas's lowest point total of the season. I think the score was in the exact right place for Connecticut. I think last series, I said the same exact thing about Connecticut against Chicago. Like, okay, if they don't win this game, they're done. I think it was game 3. And then they came back and won. So, Dano, which way should I lean on this question? Is this the best chance to get this game early in the series?
I mean, you're holding the aces to 67 points. I think so. It was like the exact same type of game as game 1 against Chicago, right? Yeah. Except Vegas was down at half, you know, just had a really good third. And I knew we'd get some type of push in the fourth quarter from that Connecticut team. But is Alyssa Thomas shooting 16 shot attempts a recipe for success?
Depends from where.
Yeah.
Thank you. 100%. It depends on where. But she shot 56%. I mean.
Yeah. And she's a team worth minus 10 tonight.
But
you know, I know I'm probably on plus minus too much, but I just don't see you're gonna get a game from the Aces where they score 112, you know. So that's a win there. I love the term the series doesn't start till someone wins a road mm-hmm. game.
So it's not true because the series started. The series is here.
But you get a good shooting performance out of the Aces next game. You're not winning. You can't keep up with them. Your bench is giving you absolutely nothing besides a sixth player of the year. So you're going to have so much pressure going home at game three. That's how I feel.
Ice, go off.
I thought we were like here, and today I just feel like we're like.
Am I hating too much?
Our friendship is drifting. No. I understand what you're saying.
Dice it up is interesting.
Dice it up is dicing. Like, no. I think Alyssa Thomas shooting 16 shots is probably because DeJuana Bonner or Courtney Williams did not shoot a good percentage, and so she was taking closer shots and more shots. I 100% believe that if they were knocking down shots, she would have been more looking to facilitate and get the ball to them. So, one, I think that's because of the game. I think that's just kind of cause and effect. But my question for Dano is if the game happens the way the game happens, if you don't want AT shooting 16 shots, then who else would you like to shoot? Because to me, it actually looks pretty even. Like, Jonquel Jones shot 15. Courtney Williams and DB both had 9. They just didn't make their shots, right? Natishi Heidemann had 8. That's right around her normal average of, like, hey, I'm going to shoot a couple of threes. I'm going to get a couple in the paint a little bit, maybe a transition layup. And then Breezy off the bench shoots 11 shots, and she's got 12 points. So it's kind of like, where else would the shots really go?
I mean, that's Connecticut. That's the crux of their problem, you know? I mean, but if I drill down a little bit, I say you definitely need more of DeJuana Bonner, like, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Courtney's
your ace in the hole in the fourth, but
yeah.
DeJuana's got to get you started. She's that tempo, get everything going player. And she's had a good playoffs.
100%. 100%. Again, I think that was fatigue. And I think because she only, you know, I mean, 30 minutes is still a high usage rate for somebody like DB. But I definitely think that was fatigue. I think from the bench, though, you know, normally we see a little bit more of Dejanay Carrington, but it's kind of hard because she's like inconsistent in a good and bad way. Mm-hmm. You know, like sometimes she'll come out and she'll score like 7 points in 3 seconds and you'll be like so impressed. And then other times when she's not really affecting the game, especially defensively, or she's getting those steal and layups, you're kind of like losing a little bit because she's not a true like outside threat, so to speak. So I feel like today she didn't impact the game like she normally does, which I agree with Dano in that the bench didn't really help, like, you know, besides Breezy. And then I think Odyssey Sims, you know, can give more. She didn't, but I also think Natisha Heidemann was having a good game and playing her role, so we didn't see as much of her. But I do think they have a chance. I feel like you look at this game and you're like, hey, we were right there. You had a possession at the end. I will say in terms of X's and O's that right now Becky Hammon has got Kurt Miller beat because there should have been a better look for DeJuana Bonner at the end. Like, if that's who's going to shoot a 3-point shot, there's no way that she should come off a screen. Her defender still be on her. Alyssa Thomas be getting ready to set a ball screen. Her defender still there. Like, there's 4 people on the ball, 3 people around the ball, and you need a 3-point shot. Like, it just was, there was nothing open, and there was no, it seemed like there was no second option in case everybody went to DeJuana Bonner, which I think if you're watching the game, who else would shoot the 3?
Yeah.
Like, it'd probably be DeJuana Bonner. But I think, like, Natisha Heidemann should have been, like, a second option. Or even JJ should have been a second option. Even if – at least if you give it to JJ, you know, nobody's blocking it. You know she's going to get the shot up. But I also thought that was just, like X's and O's, end of game. Normally, Kurt Miller very good at that. Mm. I was surprised that was the shot attempt. I just was like, no, that you got to be better in the finals. No.
Well, and they were really crisp on ATOs in this game.
Like, they were really good. Yes, they normally are perfect on ATOs. Normally, them. I told you, Kurt Miller and Becky Hammon, I look to, like, yo, if I ever become a coach, I'm just going to watch all their games and draw up every single ATO.
It was so disheveled in that huddle. I don't know why. It just was disorganized. I don't know if there was, like, some sort of timing issue, but he wanted to go for the quick two, and I was yelling at my TV. Why? There's no reason. We have third. Like, I would ban the quick two, but that's not in charge. But that made me mad when he was drawing up the play for the quick two with 13 seconds left. But yeah, I agree. I thought the look should have been better, or I would have gone to JJ. Although JJ, I mean, what'd you end up from three? It was not great. 1 for 4 from three. I'll take it. Whatever.
Again, you know she's going to get it off.
Yeah.
Right? Like that, you know she's going to get the shot off. So to me, that, and I've also seen him go to JJ late games to get a three off. So I don't feel like it would have been out of this world. I don't disagree with Bonner. You know, like, she's been consistent. She's had good playoffs. She knows what it takes to win a championship. But there just should have been a better play drawn up with different options. Like, there should have been at least 2 or 3 3-point options, and there just were not.
Yeah. One thing also from the end of that game that I thought could be interesting going forward was Alyssa Thomas was on Chelsea Gray. And it worked.
I think Dana's upset by that.
It worked.
I'm an Alyssa Thomas fan. I'm definitely intimidated, but I'm a fan. I'm intimidated.
That's a good thing. Okay. You should be.
That's fine. That is completely fine. I mean, I just don't know what the, like, if Kurt's goal is to just muddy this game up, like kind of how he did against Chicago, they had that one game where they scored 100. You can't outscore this Vegas team. You don't have enough pieces. Like, I just don't.
I agree. I don't think that's what he's trying to do. I think he knows that he can't outscore them. You know, I don't think anybody in the league is going to outscore them. Like, that's what they do. So
that's why you have to muddy it.
100%. Like, the goal is to play defense. The goal
is you're just not, but you're still not talented enough to win. I just think it's a straw man right here, because I think there's no way Vegas loses 3 games to this team. There's just no way.
We said the same thing about Chicago a week ago.
We did. And Dano, you were in Chicago. You were like, this is Bible. There is no way.
Yeah. We have bet the Chicago money line so often.
You know,
he lost me a lot of money.
We lost a lot of money. We lost a lot of good men out there and women. But way more talent on this Aces team. Way more shooting. Younger. I don't know. As a road team, you want to win game one. It's tough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to need at least 60 points from your starters is my view from the looks of it, which, and give or take maybe 8 from Heidemann. I don't know. They got to find ways to think about their offense and not focus so much defensively. That's my thought process.
Because defensively they're solid.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure I understand you. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But they're putting way too much emphasis on it. And the offense looks so out of whack sometimes. I think, like, the slowing the pace down like they did in the first half is the best thing this team can do.
All right. Here's the thing. They're not necessarily slowing down the pace. They're slowing down the offense. Like, I'm looking at the seconds per possession here on PvP stats. If you want to debate them, you can debate them. But 17.15 seconds per possession for Las Vegas. 8.08 for Connecticut, because they had a lot more. They caused a lot more live ball turnovers.
Yeah.
So they were getting out in transition. They had the field goals in this game, 74 for Connecticut, 58 for Las Vegas. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, Dan. I was like, okay, you had all of these things go your way and you still couldn't overcome it, but they were one possession away.
I mean, you can't
ask for anything better. Think about that. Like, 20 more shots than the other team.
It was two steals at the very end. I think the game was a little more out of reach than it really
was. That's
how
you win the game.
Oh, this isn't Reyna Perez having a miracle, okay?
It could be.
Listen, if you weren't watching that game and saying, "Yo, I think Connecticut is about to steal another one," no. I don't see how. I did not think. I was not sitting here like, "Oh, Vegas got this. It's cool. No. I don't even have to watch." I was like, "No. They might mess around and steal this."
I knew they would cover. And not lose by 10, but I don't know. It's funny, right? Because we've seen Kurt coach over the years. It's our first year with Becky Hammon, but I don't know about you all, but I already have this sense of just this outrageous level of trust with her. It's like you really feel comfortable that she's going to put her team in the right place to win. I don't think I feel the same way with Kurt yet, even though he's put on some master classes of coaching against James Wade in the last series. But I just feel like Becky's got a good hand and knows how to win with this roster in plenty of different ways. And if we can get any points out of Kia Stokes, it's going to be a nasty series.
Let's not count on that one.
If Kelsey Plum continues to play like this, you're going to need Kia Stokes to hit a baseline corner jump shot and not hit off the side of the backboard.
That was rough.
Dwanna Bonner hit one off the side of the backboard today.
Yo, chill out, chill out. It was a foul. Chill out.
The DB has one of those every game, though. Like, even when they're winning championships, she does have those one every game.
One side backboard, one step through, finish, and one. Like, you know, it's just like Bible for her. But listen, this is all I'm going to say. Is I think that the way that they play today is how they would need to play in order to win. I think they could, if they continue to play like that, they could steal games. The difference to me, the X factor difference to me, is Kelsey Plum. If Kelsey Plum decides to come up here and make shots, bro, we should go home now. Or we should go to Vegas. It's up to you, Dana. If you want to bet money, you know, cover me. Great. But I feel like that's the X factor, because I feel like they can play with this team. They can compete with this team. They can allow Chelsea Gray and Asia Wilson to have their 20 and 5 and 10 or whatever. They can absolutely allow that. But if Kelsey Plum is not going to step up and play, you're going to need Jackie to come out and have like 25 consistently, or they're going to have a chance every single game. I truly believe. Yeah. I hear you on like the defense, the offense looks inconsistent and muffled at times, but also because they get so many easy points in transition because of their defense, you can afford to have some of those lapses sometimes. Just sometimes you can, but I think today was as good as a game, like as we're going to see, in terms of they did everything they could get themselves to within like one possession of a game, and they just didn't finish the game, right? Like they just didn't make a Sue Bird corner three, but otherwise, I don't know what more you could ask for them. I truly don't. I don't know what more you could ask for them.
Yeah, almost a perfect game. And I still don't think they had, I mean, a real chance of winning this one.
By definition, they had a real chance to win.
So many things went right for them.
That's how basketball works.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. But they still couldn't get it done. And game one is the one to steal. Game one's the one to steal. Game two, we're getting an explosive offense out of Becky. Doesn't let her team score under 70 twice.
No, she hasn't let her team score under 70 yet.
Yeah. So definitely not twice. I said the same thing about Chicago.
Let's not forget that Kurt Miller did coach Becky Hammon in college. So I also feel like there is some psychologicalness to, you know, like a former player going up against, you know, your coach, so to speak. But I hear you on the trust from Becky Hammon. I also think she just is less assertive, you know, media-wise. So we hear less from her. Or you trust more. That's what
We don't have as much information. Yeah, I get what you're saying. We don't have as much data to say that we shouldn't trust her. Because if we lose this series, we're probably going to say, oh, we don't trust Becky.
I have a question. I feel like this series is so different in terms of teams playing a completely different style depending on completely different people from where they were in the regular season. Yeah. Like, Connecticut defense was, I mean, they were scoring games in the 90s consistently for a while in the regular season. We saw Jackie Young attempting 15 shots a game at one point. Now she's a fourth option, third, fourth, whatever. I just think it's going to – I don't know if – Connecticut can turn back on that offensive switch, because they've done it before where they've beaten teams scoring 100 points. They beat the Aces, I think, 97-90 earlier this year in Vegas. So I guess it is doable, but you didn't have Chelsea Gray playing that well earlier in the year. It is fascinating.
So here's my thing. And we'll see how much of all of this I mean when we go to predictions, because I feel like everyone's thinking if I go one way, I'm probably going the other. But for Vegas, right, I think they're kind of more, well, I guess two-dimensional on offense, because you have Asia Wilson and Chelsea Gray. Those are the players getting buckets right now for them on offense. Their defense is stout. I think Connecticut's defense is very stout, so we don't have to worry about the defense as much. So the Aces and offense can really only rely on Chelsea Gray and Asia Wilson. It's been like that the entire playoffs. Connecticut has some more avenues to be better in. You know, they can go if Courtney Williams, you have Natisha Hyman, Courtney Williams, DeJounte Carrington, and DeJuana Bonner, who could all have better games. So we have four options here, and then we can also figure out ways to better put Jonquel into positions to score. How many shots did she have today? I would say she should get more. 15. 7 of 15. She needs like 20. And then I think there's your avenue to getting to that 8. I think 80 points is really where they're going to aim. If the game's in the 90s, it's going to Vegas. But if they can keep it down below, preferably below 80, then I think they have a good shot. But I do think there's just some – Connecticut has something right now in terms of having that defense so set that it just relies on offensive variability, so it could come back in game two.
They are so scary.
I was just going to say, they're dangerous. Because you really don't know what the heck is about to happen.
But at the same time, I would not be surprised if they got swept.
I don't know.
At all.
Yeah.
It is so...
And would you be surprised if they got swept, Ice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. I think they're going to pull out at least one. But all I'm saying is, if I'm Connecticut and we finish this game, I think you feel better. I think Connecticut feels better than Vegas does. I think Connecticut is like, yo, we were one possession away. We didn't turn the ball over. We rebounded well. And we only had 8 points between DeJuan Bonner and Courtney Williams. Players who easily on any given night can give the league 20 and 20. Like 20, like each. So I think you feel better knowing that you only lost one possession. Like holding this team to their lowest point outage all season. And those things. If you're Vegas, you're like, yo, holy cow. If Kelsey Plum does not put the ball in the basket and they keep defending us like this, we'll need Chelsea to score 40 and Asia to score 50.
Let's have Chelsea score 40. I would love that. That'd be awesome.
Okay. Hey, okay. I wouldn't be surprised if Becky is hitting Chelsea like, bro, listen, if I give you this look because Kelsey can't make a three anymore, just go. Just shoot every time. And Asia will get the rebound every time.
Okay, hold on.
No, seriously, think about it.
I said that in the middle of the game.
Who else are you going to get to? Cause, like, obviously, yes, Jackie Young. And this is, I love Jackie Young's game, have been played against her for a while. Like, good player. But you're correct in that she is like a third and fourth option now. So, like, she's going to score her points if people forget about her. If there is so much attention going to Jackie, if there's so much attention going to Chelsea and so much attention going to Asia. But at that point, when you're only guarding three main people, like, yo, you can guard that. You can defend that. It's really Kelsey Plum. But if I'm Connecticut, I'm like, yo, Kelsey, keep playing like this. Because we'll beat y'all if Kelsey keeps playing like this. They will. I guarantee it. Derek Hammy is not going to make a difference. Raquan Williams can't do enough.
To your original point that the Sun are feeling better, the Aces know they can turn it on, though. They know that they're going to hit shots.
Do they? They had
a single point quarter today, and they still won.
They almost had two of those.
So it's got to be
9 and 12. 12. Your precious team, 9 and 12.
And you still won the game.
You still won
barely.
And you were in control pretty much the entire fourth quarter.
I don't even know how to call it in control. Were we watching the same game?
Yeah, they weren't in control. And not down towards the end.
They were just like little mistakes.
I think you're just so anti-Connecticut and Kurt Miller.
He's a hater. He's a hater.
They escaped, sure. But that's got to feel good to know that you played so bad.
I'm telling you my honest opinion as a player. Like, yes, if you're Connecticut, it sucks to lose the first one because the first one that you want to steal. But all I would say in the locker room is like, yo, listen, if we can continue playing defense like that and we can make sure that DB and Courtney get shots and knock down shots and everybody else play the same, you are in a better shape than Vegas saying, bro, well, we got our two best players that are on fire right now, playing on fire. Kelsey Plum is nowhere to be found. Guys, like, it's hard to prey on people to make shots.
You're right. You're right.
And their assist numbers also lowest of the season. Their lowest assist total of the season was 14. Well, they had 8.
Vegas is going to win this series. I'm just saying that I think Connecticut, it's not going to be a breeze that everybody thinks it is. I think this is a good matchup for Connecticut to muck some stuff up.
But it's true, though, that like as Vegas, you could also say what Dan was saying. I think both teams can come away with this with something positive. I just think there may be some more adjustments for Connecticut. Personally, I would love to see Alyssa Thomas on Chelsea Gray. I didn't think that was going to happen because I thought we were going to have more Stokes Asia matchups, lineups.
1,000%. 1,000%.
I thought if that happens, that'd be very interesting. I think that could change some of the series. But I think both teams can leave feeling decent.
That last segment felt like, you know, couples therapy. Huh? You both made some great points. I understand your feelings.
I do. I have very lukewarm takes.
All right, my hot take is Ace of Sweet winning the three.
So that's my hot suffice take. To say that Dan has.
Are we jumping into predictions? Because
yeah, let's do predictions.
That is my hot take.
Shocker.
So what's the line for game two? If you had to set it right now, we don't have to do this. We can just talk about the game.
6 points. I'm 6.5. 6 points.
I'm surprised you're still betting after the Chicago stuff.
Oh my God. I bet on the under today. I will bet on the under again.
It happened, and I literally said, should I text him? I said, I'm going to give him a second. I'm going to give him some time. Then we'll talk later.
The U.S. Open is me.
Was Chicago in control of that game in the fourth quarter? Up 11?
And they lost.
100%. I said, yo, they shocked the world. I think the Suns shocked the world. Like that right there.
Everything that had to go wrong.
Nobody believed other than the people on that staff that they were winning. I swear to you.
Jesus Christ was helping out, you know? Like.
So do you think the Suns lost this game on purpose to ratchet up the disrespect? Can we get you on the montage if they win game two?
Oh my God.
It's been a while since we've had a good Connecticut Sun disrespect montage. I think they're waiting until they win a championship.
Yeah.
They may have to blow it on game two if they
take this at Connecticut Sun, the Sun of Frauds. locked into the finals. I'm just kidding.
That's not my take.
Really sweep. Sweep it is.
Okay.
I don't think they cover in game two. But I will not be surprised if the Aces come out and score 110 and win by 25.
All right.
Chicago couldn't do that. Chicago doesn't blow out teams.
I'd be shocked if Vegas scored 110 on this Connecticut team the way they're playing right now.
Kelsey Plum makes some shots like Ice keeps complaining about.
Yeah, that's not a lot. That's not a 30 not points. To ask.
For the shots that she'd be taking, if she made 40%.
Then they were open.
I'm saying, and I'm a Kelsey fan. I had her as my MVP all season. I'm so tired of post players getting the MVP award in this freaking league. So tired. Like, give the guards some love, bro. How do you think they get the ball? It's from guards. I don't understand. But anyway, she was my MVP all season. I'm actually very sad that she's performing like this right now. No. I think at a certain point, becoming a basketball fan, you just want to see everybody rock. Like, you just want to see everybody, like, play to the best of their abilities, and you want to see the best performances possible. Like, that's why we love, like, the Vegas-Seattle series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just beautiful individual performances after performance after performance after performance for everybody. So, Kelsey needs to turn it up for me. Not so that Connecticut loses, but just so that I get to see great individual performances. I do think it's going to be the Aces in four, though. Okay. I don't
What about game two?
They were feeling so great. Come on, Ice.
Yeah. I'm feeling great because I know that it's possible.
You came on so strong, Dana. We had to argue against
you. I know.
Connecticut sucks. They're barely a basketball team. Like,
those words aren't said.
You said they were frauds 2 seconds ago.
I know, but that was just to be on the montage.
You just needed a clip. Man, it's really all about Kelsey Plum for me, but no, I think it's going to be the Aces. I don't think Connecticut's going to win, so they go back home, unfortunately. I understand that it's a must-win game for them, obviously, but I just think the adjustments that are going to be made by Becky Hammond, it probably won't do it. But I wouldn't be surprised either way, unlike Dano. I just don't think it's going to be a sweep. I definitely think they're going to get one.
I'd honestly, for any listeners who do bet, I would fade me. I would definitely bet on this one. I have not been reading things right.
Yeah, so. That I bet on this. Darn, that's really how I feel. I don't know. Do I take that back?
I don't know how I feel. I'm just thinking this through. I think the Sun covers six. If it's six or six and a half, I think they definitely cover six. Do I think they win? No, I don't, because I can't see Chelsea Gray letting it happen.
You just can't see letting them win. I know, it's so annoying.
I can't see Chelsea letting it happen. Can't see Asia letting it happen, because if, and you know, they know if they win this, it's done. Which kind of makes it's going to be exciting, because I know Dano, we're going to game three in Connecticut. So I know if Connecticut wins game two, it'll be really exciting in game three. But if the Aces win game two, we're going to go into game three thinking it's going to be the end of the series, and there's no way Connecticut loses that game three. So now we're going to go to the middle finals. You know me. All right, I have different stories about the finals that we can get into later. Any final thoughts? We should get out of here. Ice, any final thoughts? Actually, we'll let Dano go so we can make fun of whatever he says. Dano, what's your final thought?
The first thing I was going to say is I want Gabe on Dice It Up this week.
I'm on Dice It Up this week.
If this is Dice It Up, you know, great. If we're recording tomorrow, solid. But
you want to do this all over again?
We just did it.
You know, I don't know. I love everything that happened here.
My final. I'll bring Christy on, and then I'll have two players.
I'm very, very worried about the future of both teams, right? We already know about the Sun, but the amount of pressure that would be on them in that game three is insane.
Yeah.
So that's why I think game two is a, like I said, a must win.
It's a must win. It's a must win. Not a literal must win, a figurative must win.
Exactly.
No. No, if they don't win that, well, I don't know. After what they did to Chicago, I'm ready to see whatever. Like, I could see whatever happening to Connecticut, but I'm with you. I think it's a must-win game in game two. Game one, great theater, awesome defense. If you're hoping to see Kelsey Plum play the best basketball she's played this year, you were out of luck. But I think for everyone else, and DeJuan Bonner too, if you're hoping to see her have a big game again, it didn't happen. But I think everyone else had a really nice game. Some really interesting stuff happened. We got to chat about it right here on the Her Hoops Stats YouTube channel. We hope you're subscribed. We hope you're following us on Twitter and whatever. And listening to if you're listening to this on the podcast, like, drop us a like and a comment. I think we're going to try to do this after every game, or at least have some sort of post-game stuff before every game. And then, you know, obviously listen to Dice It Up whenever it comes out this week. Are you guys going to go tomorrow?
I guess not if we're doing it now, but you know.
Yeah, I'm on Dice It Up.
You should come to Connecticut for game three. We'll all be there.
I had to check my schedule. I think I have a date, but we'll
A date with Destiny.
No, you didn't just say that. All right, Gabe, it's time to wrap it up.
Let's head home, folks. Can't stay here. We gotta get on. We'll see you either tomorrow or after game two of this series, which on Tuesday night. Have a great one, and we hope y'all enjoyed it. Talk to you soon.